T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 10 pedestrians dead, hit by van in Canada. We've got the story.
A pedestrian was killed on East Kellogg in Wichita last night. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
A Wichita woman was struck and killed while crossing the street. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Could it be that the freezing temperatures are done for the season? Another warm and dry day in Wichita this afternoon, but rain is on the way. We'll tell you when you can expect that in our forecast coming up.
A pedestrian was struck and killed on Kellogg near Oliver around 9:30 Monday night. First responders found a man in the road with very critical injuries. He died at the scene a short time later. Police said the car did not stop, and they are working to locate that driver. Police Lieutenant Rick Mosicki commented at the scene.
We are trying to canvass the area for witnesses, checking out any potential security cameras for any footage, but right now that's all we have.
Traffic on East Kellogg diverted for several hours.
At least 10 people were killed when a van plowed into pedestrians in Toronto. Fox's Molly Line on the scene.
Witnesses reported that vehicle jumping the sidewalk at a busy intersection, mowing down people with seemingly deliberate speed, traveling for more than a mile.
He just went on the sidewalk. He just started hitting everybody, man. He hit every single person on the sidewalk. Anybody in his way, he would hit.
The van, with extensive front end damage and bearing a logo for Ryder Truck Rentals, finally stopped on Points Avenue, where video captured at the scene showed the driver waving his hands with an object at a police officer. Soon that item was dropped and the man obeyed orders to get down on the ground.
Police are not ruling out terrorism as a possible motive.
Authorities say a 70-year-old driver struck and killed a woman as she crossed a Wichita street.
The crash happened Monday morning in the southeast part of the city. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the 35-year-old woman was struck when she stepped out into a crosswalk. The woman's name was not immediately released. Authorities are trying to determine whether the driver was suffering from a medical issue. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man was shot early Monday outside a nightclub in southeast Wichita. Police say security at the 300 Club at Harry and Woodlawn removed persons involved in a physical disturbance inside the club.
Shortly thereafter, several gunshots were heard outside. Officers did locate blood in the parking lot and also numerous shell casings on Woodlawn. At approximately 4:15 a.m., officers responded to Wesley Hospital in reference to a 26-year-old male who arrived at the hospital and had a gunshot wound to one of his lower legs.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect was described as a man with a heavy build, wearing a white T-shirt, possibly in a small silver four-door car with damage to its front bumper. Police say this was not a random event. There have been multiple recent incidents of violence at this location.
During the overnight hours of Monday morning, somebody fired shots into an unoccupied police vehicle in northeast Wichita. Deputy Chief Troy Livingston says it happened near 21st Street and K-96.
The patrol truck was parked at the officer's residence. The residence is not being disclosed due to officer safety concerns. The officer observed the damage early Monday morning, and a preliminary investigation has revealed gunshots were fired approximately 12:45 a.m., There have been no injuries, and no suspects have been identified.
This incident comes less than a week after an off-duty officer working security was the target of multiple gunshots at the Warren East movie theaters near 13th and K-96.
President Trump's pick to serve as the next Secretary of State barely got his nomination out of committee and onto the full Senate for a vote.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo has been approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to be the next Secretary of State, but it was a close party line vote of 11-9. Democrats like Senator Bob Menendez believe Pompeo would be more likely to want to use military force than diplomacy in tight situations.
His past sentiments do not reflect our nation's values and are not acceptable for our nation's top diplomat.
Republican Committee Chair Senator Bob Corker says Pompeo's got a solid knowledge of world events. However, fellow Republican Rand Paul was ready to vote against him, citing Pompeo's support of enhanced interrogation techniques. But after reassurances from President Trump, Paul changed his mind. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Road action tonight for Shocker baseball and season on the line for Thunder hockey last night. We'll discuss those matters coming up in sports.
Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission holding a rare joint workshop today. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission will hold a special joint workshop today. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News they'll talk about the NCAA basketball tournament played at Intrust Bank Arena last month.
So that will be the majority of the workshop, is just getting that update on what we did right and what we can do better, and do that jointly with the county since we held that in their facility, and should be an interesting meeting.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show right here on KNSS.
A man in Texas feels the heat for his love of fajitas.
A judge sentencing Gilberto Escamilla to 50 years in prison for stealing more than $1 million worth of fajitas. The 53-year-old ordered fajitas through his job at a juvenile corrections center but sold them to his own customers instead. Escamilla pled guilty to theft by a public servant, reportedly telling the court his scheme lasting 9 years spun out of control. The fajita fraud coming undone thanks to a case of bad timing. Escamilla missed work for a medical appointment when an 800-pound fajita delivery arrived. The center doesn't serve fajitas. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
7:10 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and every morning here at KNSS at 6:10, A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta here on KNSS Radio. And this morning we have Dr. Gupta with us live talking about a medical marijuana documentary, the fourth one, right? Doctor, you're going to do this. It's going to be on TV Sunday night, right?
You got it. That's right. It's our fourth documentary about medical marijuana. This one looking specifically at what's happening with the opioid crisis.
Oh, and that is quite something. I mean, we've been reporting on it here for now several months. It is terrible. A lot of communities are having some real problems with opioids.
I don't think people, you know, still realize, and I try and really be careful in how I describe this, but this is the worst self-inflicted epidemic in the United States. 115 people dying every day of an opioid overdose. So it's really, I think it's obviously something that people are focused on, and not just defining the problem, but trying to really define what the solutions are here, because this is a fixable problem. Everyone agrees on that. Just how to get there is I think where the discussion is going.
So Sunday night on CNN, Weed 4, you're going to talk about not only probably show some people in here and hear some stories about what their problems are, but you're looking for, so we're starting to try to get some answers in here, what we can do about this, right?
I have been spent the last year sort of really looking into this idea, and there was this scientific evidence sort of building around the idea that medical marijuana could be used to help treat the opioid epidemic. And it was sort of, I didn't really fully understand how those two things would be connected, and here's what I learned just quickly. One is that, you know, cannabis, medical marijuana, could be used to treat pain instead of opioids. And that's true in many places. You know, we've seen that in many places around the world. In states that have medical marijuana already available, their opioid use and opioid overdose have dropped significantly, 20 to 25%. We also know that it can help treat the withdrawal symptoms. When someone's on opioids, Steve, it's tough to get off because you feel terrible trying to get off. You go through this withdrawal, which is similar to undergoing chemotherapy as a cancer patient. Nausea, vomiting, pain, you know, all that. Cannabis can help treat that as well. And finally, I think most interestingly, as a neuroscientist, we learned that specifically CBD, which is a component of marijuana, can help treat the addict's brain so they no longer feel the cravings. And those three things in combination are pretty potent to trying to stop the opioid epidemic.
All right. We look forward to Weed 4 Sunday night at 8 o'clock on CNN. Thanks for being with us, Doctor. We appreciate your time
anytime.
This morning. Dr. Sanjay Gupta. A Better Life. You can hear that at 6:10 every morning right here with Steve and Ted. 7:13 now. It's Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
And out there in traffic this morning here in Wichita, you've got the traffic volumes really picking up out there. You can just see some traffic slowdowns out there in the normal spots in the construction on Kellogg and up around the North Junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96. The low end of the gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, still around $2.41 a gallon. I'm just seeing more stations at that lower end this morning, so prices kind of trending downward a little bit. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Clouds are already moving into western Kansas this morning, and they'll be spreading our way by later this afternoon and tonight. We should get to 73 for the high with a light north wind. Rain and thunderstorm chances will increase by this evening and overnight. Our low 45. Showers will likely linger into the morning Wednesday, much cooler in 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Hey, now partly cloudy, 49 degrees, calm, no wind out there this morning. How about that? What a beautiful, beautiful afternoon yesterday in south central Kansas. The sun was shining, sun came out, it was mild, there wasn't much wind. We had a high of 74 degrees. The normal high for the date is 70. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And it's going to be a lot like that this afternoon, but then, as you heard, maybe some rain in the forecast. How about that?
That'd be great.
7:14 now with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And today is Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. And on this date, in 1990, the Space Shuttle Discovery blasted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida, carrying the $1.5 billion Hubble Space Telescope. Telescope still orbiting the Earth and sending back pictures of deep, deep space. Wow. And it's had a couple of problems now and then, but apparently they've been able to fix them, and it goes right on a going. So how about that?
Yeah, once they made that adjustment and fixed it,
got it
it's
fixed.
Been pretty amazing stuff that telescope has been able to discover and find.
It was right after launching, too. They had that mirror
they
issue.
Realized that the mirror wasn't, there was something wrong
the
with
mirror.
It.
The mirror. Uh-huh. They had to take some Windex up there.
How about getting up there and fixing it, though? That's pretty amazing.
Get her done. All right, 7:15 now, Steve and Ted. And our news this morning. I was telling Jad a while ago, I've never seen this kind of a lineup of stories where the first three stories you do in a newscast are all about pedestrian fatal accidents. Now, pedestrian fatal stories, because the one in Canada we've been talking about where 10 people are dead, apparently this guy was obviously just intent on driving down a sidewalk and killing people.
Right.
Whether he was doing it for terroristic purposes or whether just a nutcase, we don't know yet. But you had that in Canada. As I was driving to work early this morning on coming down Kellogg going east, I looked up and there's cones everywhere and there's flights everywhere and they put us off on the frontage road for a couple of miles. Well, found out later a man had been hit by a car and killed there in a hit-and-run accident. And then the other story, there was another fatal accident in southeast Wichita, where a woman was killed by another driver. That driver did not leave the scene. But I've never, in almost 50 years of reporting radio news, never seen three fatality pedestrian stories in one newscast at the top of the news. That's pretty unusual. I don't know what to make of it.
Sad stuff. Yep.
It's just the way it's lined up. The other interesting story to me this morning, Ted, is the one about somebody's shooting at police vehicles in the east part of Wichita. What's going on with that? Of course, covered
scary.
That story at City Hall. They're basically, we know, targeting police vehicles. And so somebody's doing something. They'll catch that person.
Scary for police officers.
I got a feeling they're going to catch that
person. Scary for the community.
Pretty quick. Because there's got to be some sort of surveillance video or something out there. Or maybe they could set a trap for him. What do you think? Coming up on 7:18 with Steve and Ted and the... Let's talk about sports now with Ted Woodward. We got some hockey to talk about and baseball. A lot going on this morning here for a Tuesday morning, right, Ted?
Got the Shocker baseball team on the road tonight, not going far, going up to Lawrence to take on the Kansas Jayhawks. That has not been a good trip recently for the Shocks. They have lost 5 years in a row in their game in Lawrence. The Shocks would like to get back on the winning side of things there. Of course, these teams met just last week here in Wichita. The Shockers beat the Jayhawks easy, 11-0. Remember, that was last Wednesday night. That was KNSS night at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Tonight is the rematch in Lawrence. Of course, the Chucks got some good players on the roster. Some scouts are coming around to look at those guys and seeing everything the Shockers have to offer. Here's Shocker head coach Todd Butler.
All the people that are involved in making big-time decisions to pay a college or a high school player lucrative money is they get to see the rest of our team. And that gives a chance for other guys to be drafted. You know, if a guy plays well in front of that scout or that GM and they take him, that's what we want the guys to play at the next level, be able to finish their education here, get their school paid for by a professional team, and that's fun.
Wichita State at Kansas. Mike Kennedy and Shane Dennis will begin their coverage at 5:30 p.m. today. The game will start at 6 o'clock in Lawrence tonight. Shocker Baseball live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Major League Baseball tonight, after a day off, the Kansas City Royals begin a week at home starting tonight, a very brief two-game series in the interleague play against the Milwaukee Brewers, a team that has the longest winning streak in the bigs right now. Milwaukee comes in winners of six in a row. Kansas City has won two of its last three. And it's Lorenzo Cain coming back to Kansas City, one of the key cogs in the outfield in the back-to-back World Series years for the Royals. Of course, in the offseason, Cain signed an $80 million contract with the Milwaukee Brewers, and now he's back as a visitor. Royals have only won one home game so far this season, 1-7 on home field. They will hope to correct some of that this week with a lot of home games. Live coverage of the Royals and the Brewers begins at 6:30 this evening. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro hockey season on the line last night for the Wichita Thunder in the playoffs. Game 6 of the playoff series between the Thunder and the Colorado Eagles. And it was a close game. I went to the game last night.
Wow.
Enjoyed it. Game was tied at 1. It was tied at 2. It was tied at 3.
Ooh.
And Colorado got a late goal with 3.5 minutes to go. Wichita could not counter. An empty net goal late made the final score 5-3. Colorado wins that first-round playoff series 4-2. Crowd of about 1,700 fans on hand last night for the game in downtown Wichita. But a successful season for the Wichita Thunder, making it back to the postseason for the first time in 5 years. Congratulations. Fun season for the Wichita Thunder. NBA basketball in the playoffs last night. You heard the game on KFH as Houston went into Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves. Rockets win that game 119-100. The first road win in that series, and Houston is now up 3-1 over the T-Wolves. Coming off the bench for the Rockets, former Kansas Jayhawk Tariq Black played a couple of minutes, got a rebound, and Houston is up 3-1 in that series. And a happy birthday baseball today to Carlos Beltran, a guy that played for the Wichita Wranglers. You could tell right away that he was a guy that was going to be in the bigs.
Oh, yeah.
He batted .351 for the Wranglers, and then he played 20 years in the big leagues. In fact, he got to go out on top last year as a 40-year-old, played for the Houston Astros, and won himself a World Series ring.
Yeah, way to
end his career. 9-time All-Star, 3-time Gold Glove winner. He was the Rookie of the Year when he got called up to the Royals at the beginning of his career from the minor leagues. Happy birthday today to Carlos Beltran, 41 today. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A former mayor trying to opt back into the Paris Climate Agreement. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.